We should have I expect we'll be making a decision by Tuesday. We're talking with our activists and supporters to ascertain their views. That conversation has been going on for the last couple of weeks. Our election machine, as I said earlier, our election machine isn't very, very, very large, but it carries a significant punch, and we were certainly extremely pleased with the results of this year's local elections, and indeed the previous local elections were top the poll on both occasions in the Sligo Strand Hill area. But of course, you need a lot more votes than that to get into Leinster House, and you know, given that the local election campaign was only a couple of months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, the machine is well oiled and prepared to move. But as I say, we will have to wait until Tuesday to make a final decision. I suppose, you know, the fact that all the polls indicate that the current government, maybe without the Greens, will be re-elected is a cause for concern.
Obviously there, Councillor, you say you'll take confidence from the local election results. You topped the poll in the Sligo Borough District in your 50th year as a local elected representative. You certainly sound like, although you haven't made a decision, that this is something that you are giving serious consideration to in running again.
Yeah, because, you know, today, as an elected representative, I can see we have a cost of living crisis. We have not only a crisis in our health service, we have a huge housing crisis throughout the country, in excess of 1,600 households in Sligo on the housing waiting list. As you point out, I've been in local government for quite a number of years. I have never seen a crisis like this. And this is at a time when government coffers are full. You know, there is no justification, no excuse for having thousands of people on housing waiting lists around the country, and other people who have some money but still cannot afford to buy in the private sector because of the incompetence of the government in providing, in fact, in depending on the private for-profit sector to deliver. The private for-profit sector does not deliver adequate housing, never has delivered adequate housing. And in the past, it has been governments looking after their buddies and pals in the private sector. But that has failed the people of Ireland. In my decades in local government, I have never seen people despair so much. Having said that, there is at least the beginning of a process where houses are being built. Sligo County Council are very anxious to build houses. If we receive the funding and the resources from central government, we can build the houses. But again, it's constant delay, prevarication from central government, and we are not able to deliver until such time as the government provides us with the necessary funding.